السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey to Karbala started in the holy city of Medina, the city of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and then continued on to the city of Mecca, the holy sanctuary of Allah, the Kaaba. After having to leave the city of Mecca in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood in this holy sanctuary of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded to go towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which were written to him inviting him to the city. But eventually Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of friends and family were prevented from proceeding towards the city of Kufa and they were laid siege in the land of Karbala. While Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in the city of Mecca, he recited a beautiful dua by the name of Dua-i Arafah on the land of Arafah on the day of Arafah. These are some of its excerpts. And Allah is the revealer of the benefits, and He is also the hearer of prayers and the warder off of anguishes. In this beautiful passage, we learn so many beautiful things. Number one, in the hustle and bustle of this temporary life, and amongst all the confusion that is created by the forces of Shaitan and the empires of Yazid, we tend to forget that the one who has all power, the one who has all control, the one who has both life and death in his hands, the one who gives and takes honor, the one in whose hands are every single blessing that we have, is the mighty, the exalted, the gracious, the merciful, Allah. For most surely it is Allah who has given us all the blessings and all the good things that we have in our lives. First of all, wouldn't it be nice and wouldn't it be appropriate if we first and foremost acknowledge that Allah is the revealer and the provider and the giver of every single benefit that we have in our lives. And second, wouldn't it be appropriate and proper for us to humbly thank Allah, the one who has revealed and provided and endowed us with so many blessings and so much good that we have in our lives? Number two, you know, there are times in our lives when we feel like every single door has been closed upon us. We feel like there's just no way out. At times, we feel like, wouldn't it be nice just to have someone to talk to, someone to share our inner feelings and our thoughts with, someone to tell about my problems, someone to help me through the pains and troubles of my life. Someone who will just take time out to listen to me. Someone who won't criticize, but will listen with an open heart. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, and it can very well change your life. That's someone that you need to talk to. That's someone who will listen to every single thing that you have to say. That's someone who will help you through your problems. That's someone who will listen to every single one of your prayers. That's someone who will help you through your trials and tribulations. That's someone who will help you get through the pain of life. That's someone who will not only listen to your prayers, but they will answer your prayers. They will accept your prayers. It's most surely the Almighty, the All-Wise, the One who hears all, the One who sees all, the Mighty and the Exalted, Allah, the One who wards off your anguishes and the One who reveals all His benefits to you, the One who listens to every single one of your prayers. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.